A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver. The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
From Silver, let's go, Nicole. I'll Silver.
Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto were riding along the trail outside of the town of Dry Rock on the way back to their camp.
It's a very hot day, Tonto.
That's right. The trail, plenty dusty.
This entire section's in need of rain. If this dry spell keeps up, it'll be disastrous for many of the small farmers around here. I wonder if that shot seemed to come from up the trail a bit.
That's right.
We'll investigate it, Tonto. Move to the
left. Stop! Look, Kemosabe, we see man lying on trail.
Yes, his horse is standing nearby. Horses are holding. Keep your eyes open, Tonto. Whoever fired that shot isn't far away.
Me watch.
He's still alive, Tonto, but badly wounded.
That's right. Bullet go in from back.
Yes, I know. We'll attend to his wound, and we'll take him back to our camp. He'll need constant attention.
Him young fella, stranger.
That's right. Hope he regains consciousness soon. He may be able to throw some light on what's happened.
I'll use this handkerchief.
Get his horse over here, Tonto. As soon as I bandage the wound, we'll leave for our camp with him.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto took the unconscious man to their camp where they could give more attention to his wound. It was later that afternoon when the victim regained consciousness to find the masked man bending over him.
That mask, he must have been the one who shot me.
No, I didn't shoot you. My friend and I heard this shot. We found you wounded on the trail and brought you here.
But the mask...
Forget the mask. I have a reason for wearing it.
Yes, here. Give me bring water, Kemosabe.
Good. Give me the dipper, will you, Tonto?
Yes.
Thanks.
Him better now, huh?
Yes. Here, take some of this water.
Yeah, thanks. I guess I ought to thank you.
Let's forget that. You know of anyone who would want to shoot you?
Yeah. Sure I do. I'm Jack Nelson from Redville.
I knew a man named Nelson in Redville. He was a sheriff there.
He was my father. He's dead.
Dead? Only last month
Dad,
he was...
Dad was shot down a week ago by Frank Mills and his outlaw gang.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I swore I'd get Mills. I followed him and his gang into this territory. Then today I was coming along the
trail. Yes, we know. Mills must have found out you were trailing him. That's why you were shot from ambush.
That's right.
They must have heard Tonto and me coming and left in a hurry.
I have to keep after him. I don't want him in his game.
Take it easy, fella. Easy. There. You better get all the rest you can. Meantime, Tonto and I will try to pick up Frank Mills' trail. They may think they've killed you, so they might not be expecting to be trailed. Tonto, we'll make Jack comfortable here. Then while you go to town to see if you can find out anything, I'll go back to the place where the ambush occurred and try to take up the trail from there. We'll meet back here at sundown to compare notes. One way or another, we managed to come to a showdown with Mills and his gang.
Later that afternoon in the cafe in Dry Rock, the outlaw Jack Mills and one of his men were sitting at a corner table talking.
Well, Poncho, I guess young Nelson won't be bothering us anymore, eh?
Yeah, well, he's right.
I hope, Senor.
What do you mean, you hope?
I'll do like you say, Senor Frank. I wait in ambush on the trail. When I see Nelson come along, I shoot, and I see him fall from his horse and lie still.
Well,
but I don't get the chance to go to him to make sure, Senor. I hear hoofbeats coming, so I hide. Two hombres rode up to him. One a masked hombre, the other one an Indian.
Masked hombre and an Indian, you say?
Si, senor, that's right. I watch them. They bend over Senor Nelson a while, and they take him away with him. But he's looked like he's dead.
You fool, why didn't you trail him?
No, Senor Frank, I was not so foolish. That masked man, he is big. He's riding a white stallion.
What's that got to do with it?
You are new to this territory, Senor Frank. But me, Pancho, I've been here before. I have heard many stories about that masked hombre on the big white stallion.
What are you driving at? Who is he?
Perhaps you have not heard of the Lone Ranger, Senor.
Lone Ranger? You mean to say...
I'm sure it was. So, Pancho, he's getting away quick. It's better, Senor, we don't stay in this vicinity very long.
Listen, if young Nelson is dead like you think, that masked hombre won't know about us. Of course, if Nelson should live and get to talking...
It is not so good, Senor. That Lone Ranger is one hombre I don't care to have trailing me. I would... Hey, look, Senor, coming in the door.
The Indian.
See, si. It's the Indian who's with the masked man.
Are you sure?
Si, Senor. It is the same Indian.
Good. Here's our chance.
I'm sorry, Senor.
Listen, as soon as he gets out, we'll follow him. If Nelson is still alive, the Indian will go to where he is.
But the masked man, Senor, what about
him? Well, be careful. Don't worry. We'll find out where Nelson is, and we can figure out some way to finish him off if he isn't dead.
Hey, look, the Indian's leaving.
All right, come on. We'll trail him. We'll find out about Nelson at the same time. We'll find out where that Lone Ranger camps at. Let's get going.
He's riding out into the hills, Senor.
Yeah. Yes, he's heading for their camp already.
We must be careful. We don't dare ride too close in case the masked hombre is there.
We'll be on guard. Don't worry.
Look, Senor. The Indian's leaving the trail.
Yeah. That means we're getting close to the camp. We better stop a bit so he won't get wise if we're trailing him. Over there.
Over there.
We don't have to keep him in sight now. We can follow his trail from where he turned off. When we find out just where the camp is, we'll scout around a bit to see if the masked hombre's there.
See, that is wise, Senor.
If he isn't there, we'll ride in and finish off Nelson. Or at least make that Indian tell us about him. Come on. We'll ride slow and pick up that Indian's trail where he turned off. Get up there.
Arriving at the camp, Tonto dismounted and went to see how Jack Nelson was feeling.
And how are you feeling now, Jack?
Oh, much better, thanks.
Now, it'd be several days before you were able to sit up. You get plenty rest here.
The masked man, where is he?
Oh, him come back soon. Maybe him... Scout, give warning. Someone coming near camp. You pull blanket over heads, lie still. He take guns. Go over behind tree and watch.
Moving quickly, Tonto, guns in hand, moved to a tree near the edge of camp. His sharp eyes scanned the surrounding countryside. At first, he saw nothing. Then, in an arroyo beyond the camp, he saw a horse's head bob up and down. A moment later, Tonto saw the figure of a man creep over the edge of the arroyo, and he fired a few warning shots in the man's direction.
Looked like two of them. Me not let him get near camp.
Frank Mills and Pancho were taken by surprise when Tonto opened fire on them in the arroyo. They returned his fire, then got together to discuss the situation.
It's not good, senor. The Indians somehow we find out we hear an arroyo.
Yeah, I know, but no matter. We know he's there. But I can't make out yet whether Nelson is.
What we do now, senor?
We'll separate. You get down that end of the arroyo, I'll go up to the other end. Then we'll sneak up on the camp from either side. The Indian can't cover both of us at the same time.
That's a good idea.
All right, get going. I'll throw some bullets at him to keep his attention here.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger was riding up the trail toward the camp when he heard distant shots.
Shots seem to be coming from the direction of our camp. Tonto must be having trouble.
Back at the camp, Pancho, following the plan he and Mills had made, reached the end of the arroyo some distance from Mills and off to Tonto's side. He crept over the edge and started forward cautiously.
I'll circle around and come up behind that Indian. Senor Frank is still keeping his attention. Soon it will be.
Hey, caramba, the masked man.
Firing over his shoulder as he ran toward the arroyo, Pancho emptied his gun at the masked figure racing after him. The Lone Ranger, meantime, decided against shooting at the fleeing man. Instead, he reached for his lariat and, whirling it over his head, sent the snake-like rope forward in a big loop that settled over Pancho's head and pinned his arms to his side, at the same time throwing him to the ground.
Oh. Please, senor, don't kill me.
All right, get up.
Si, senor.
Whoever was with you has gotten away. But not for long. More than me.
Si, senor.
You have a lot of talking to do.
But I can tell you nothing, senor. I've come this way. I noticed your camp. I was just trying to find out who was there when
you... Lying will only make things worse for you.
Hi, Kimasato.
Hi.
Other fella get away plenty fast.
You all right, Tonto?
Scout, give warning. Me see men and horses in arroyo yonder. It's good you come now.
I could hear the shooting as I came along the trail. All right, come over here, you. I want to see if someone recognizes you.
You got one of them.
Yes. Look him over, Jack. You recognize him?
Oh, yeah. Sure I do. He's Pancho, one of Mills' men.
This hombre is not tell truth. I am not know such a one as his Mills.
Stop lying. You tell the truth or I'll twist
that. Oh, my arm, senor, please. I will tell the truth, see.
All right. Why did you come here to my camp?
Well, Senor Mills and me, we saw the Indian in a cafe. We followed him.
I see. That means you and Mills is the one who shot our friend here. You must have seen Todd and I when we rode up to help Nelson. Isn't that right?
Si, senor, but it was Senor Mills who shot at Nelson.
Where is Mills hiding out?
Oh, that I cannot tell you, senor.
I... See, this man needs a little urging, Tonto. Perhaps if I let you take him in hand for a short time...
No, senor, no. The Indian, he would torture me.
Maybe, if you not talk...
I will tell you. Senor Mills and the other men are in a deserted prospector's camp up along the river. But it's well guarded, senor. You could not get to it.
I'll get to it, all right. Take this man and tie him up securely, Tonto.
But, Kimasabe, how you think you get into... outlaw camp.
I'll have you help me disguise myself as Pancho. I'll take his horse and impersonate him.
Your accent, senor, would give you away. You can't do such a thing.
Si, senor, but I can do such a thing.
Ay, caramba. It's like me, Pancho myself, is speaking.
I'll get by. All right, Tonto, let's get busy. Frank Mills is really in for a big surprise.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. After capturing Pancho, the Lone Ranger and Tonto studied his features thoroughly. Then, with Tonto's help, the Lone Ranger disguised himself to look like Pancho. Darkness had fallen when the Lone Ranger mounted Pancho's horse and rode toward the river trail. A full moon lighted the way, and after riding for half an hour, he approached the place where he knew the deserted prospector's camp was located. As he rode leisurely around a bend in the trail, a voice commanded him to stop.
Stop where you are if you don't want to get a bullet.
Who? Oh, hello, who?
I'm discovered and I'm riding toward you. Get your hands up and keep
I'm waiting, my friend.
Oh, it's you, Pancho.
Oh, but of course, senor.
The boss came in a while ago, said something about you being captured by a mask hombre.
Pancho is too smart to stay captured, no? That mask hombre, it was so easy to fool.
Mills was plenty worried. Be glad to see you, Pancho.
Pancho will be glad to see him, too.
You sure you weren't followed?
Oh, one isn't very sure, my friend. It is for you to keep watch so no one gets by to our camp, huh?
I'll watch the trail, all right. That mask hombre comes along, Mills says to plug him first without any warning.
That is the only way to make certain he does not get by.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh?
But Mills doesn't want to take any chances. He says that mask hombre is a tough one to come up against.
Oh, I do not find him so tough of me.
Ah, stop your boasting and get along to the camp. Mills will be in the shack, so you better go let him know you're safe.
You have someone else helping to guard the trail, no?
Yeah, sure. Squints over there behind them boulders.
Then why not come along with me to Mills' shack? You can hear I got away from the mask hombre.
All right. Watch things, Squint. I'm going along with Pancho.
All right, go ahead.
Come on then, Pancho. Get up.
Andale, andale.
As they rode into the hideout from the entrance, the Lone Ranger was relieved to have the outlaw fall so easily for his trick, since he wouldn't have been able to find Mills' shack alone. The outlaw rode for a moment in silence. Then he spoke.
How are you feeling now, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho, he's feeling very fine, senor. It has made me feel even better to be back with such friends as you and the others.
Uh-huh. Glad you feel so friendly towards me now.
Oh, but why should Pancho not be your friend, amigo? We are all in this together, no?
There's no reason. I'm just thinking, that's all. Boss will be surprised to see you. Kind of thought you'd never come back to us.
Oh, Pancho, he always come back, senor. He's live a charmed life, perhaps. Even such as the mask hombre cannot keep Pancho from coming back.
Maybe you won't always have such a charmed life.
Maybe. But Pancho, she's not worried. As long as we are friends and are here with Senor Mills, we can help one another, senor. After all, we have many men with us.
Yeah. There's only six of us all told. I don't call that many. Especially if we happen to meet up with a big posse. But I suppose if you could get away from that mask, hombre, you could pull a fast one on a posse, too, eh, Pancho?
Oh, we shall see about that when such a time should come, senor. Right now, I'm glad to be back safe.
I guess so. Here's a shack. The boss is inside.
Oh, if you... Yeah.
Come on, Pancho.
Yeah.
Frank, look who's here. Pancho.
Pancho. How'd you get away?
Why, it was more simple, senor. They take my gun, then they go for to tie me up.
Yeah?
Yeah. That mask hombre is leaning over me with his rope when, poof, Pancho, he grabs the mask man's guns. The rest is most easy.
Grab his guns. That mask man.
Oh, so you have proof. See, senor, here are the guns I took from him.
Smoke. Look at them guns.
And what do you know? I can hardly believe it.
Well, perhaps now you'll believe, Pancho, no?
Yes, we gotta believe you, Pancho. With you having them guns, I
gotcha, senor. These guns are Pancho's now, no?
Sure. Go put your horse in the corral, Pancho, and get yourself some rest. We'll talk later.
Si, senor. Johnny Pancho will come back and tell you the plan which he has. Adios, senore.
Wonder if you're thinking what I'm thinking, boss.
What's that, Ed?
Mighty big change seems to come over Pancho since this morning.
What change do you notice?
The way he acts towards me, for one. Ever since I jabbed him in the arm with a knife 2 weeks ago in that argument we had, Pancho wouldn't say a word to me. Always glared at me like he wanted to kill me.
Yeah, I know.
He Yet since he's come back, he's friendly as all get out with me. Did you notice?
Yep. That isn't all I noticed either. Today, when he mentioned that Marsh man, he was practically shivering his boots. Wanted to get out of this territory pronto. And here, carrying the mask, Aubrey's guns, and talking...
Poncho waited in the shadows for about 20 minutes. Finally, satisfied that neither of the outlaws in the shack were coming out to check on him, he mounted and rode to the entrance to the hideout, where the outlaw Squint was on guard.
Hold on. Here. Oh, Squint! There you are, Squint!
That you, Poncho?
See, I have come to relieve you.
Get up there. Come on. Get.
Oh,
was that you said about relieving me?
Señor Mill said for you to rest in the shack. I, Poncho, will watch here for a while in your place.
It sure does beat all. It's the first time I ever knew you to be willing to stand guard, Poncho.
See, but there is always a first time, no?
All right. Have it your way. I'll be seeing you later.
I know.
Get up there. Come on, get up there.
I guess he's far enough away for me to give the signal. Easy, boy. Easy now. Ready?
Oh, Scott. Hold on. Hold on.
No, not yet, Tonto. Did you do as we planned?
We take Poncho to Sheriff in Dry Rock. Sheriff and posse hiding down trail a little way.
Good. I'll go back to Mill's cabin. The entrance here will be unguarded. Now, there are only about 6 men in Mill's gang. The sheriff and the posse can ride in and round them up easily. I'll be able to get the drop on Mills, so he can't get with his men. Oh, where's Silver?
A Silver, hidden clump of trees just over ridge there.
Good. Well, I'll go back now. In about 10 minutes, have the sheriff and his men ride in.
You be plenty careful, Kemosabe.
I will. Get up, boy. Come on.
After leaving Tonto, the Lone Ranger rode back into the outlaw camp. He left the horse at the corral, then walked to Mill's shack.
Well, Poncho, you didn't rest very long.
Thought you'd sleep for the rest of the night.
Oh, Poncho is not so very tired tonight.
I think to myself, now Poncho will go talk to Senor Mills about a plan to capture the masked man.
It's a wonder you didn't bring him in with his guns, Poncho, when you came back a while ago.
Well, you forgot the Indian, amigo. They were 2 against 1.
What about young Nelson?
Now, Senor Nelson, he is there at the camp.
And he's very alive, Senor. That is not so good.
Well, you pass the word along that we're in this territory, Frank.
We could take the man and go to the camp tonight, senores.
Before he's well enough to talk too much.
Maybe we could. See, by the way, how's that knife wound of yours coming along, Poncho? One Ed gave you in that argument 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that, it is nothing. Poncho has forgotten it.
That's funny. He complained about it only this morning.
Oh, but tonight it is not bothering me.
It is best we discuss the plan.
Now, wait a minute. See. Boss and me want to discuss that knife wound.
Yeah. Roll up your sleeve and let's have a look at it, Poncho.
I tell you, it is nothing.
Do as he says. Roll up your sleeve.
That gun is not necessary, Senor.
Oh, no. He can cover that while I take them guns he's wearing. Then we'll see about that wound.
As Frank Mills stepped near to take his guns, the Lone Ranger realized he was trapped and must act quickly to save himself. As the outlaw reached out to remove the guns, the Lone Ranger swiftly dropped his hand on Mills' wrist. Twisting, suddenly, in a move too fast for the other outlaw to follow, the Lone Ranger bent Mills' arm behind his back, at the same time swinging the outlaw chief's body in front of his own.
No, you don't, Mills!
I'm getting free!
No, don't shoot!
That isn't Poncho, just like we figured.
Poncho's where he belongs, in jail. The rest of you will follow him.
You're not taking me, I'll kill you both.
No, no, Ed. Put down that gun.
I gotta think of myself just like you would, Frank.
Hey, what the? Squint! Let go of the boss, Poncho. Hey. I got this gun pointed at your back.
It got here just in time, Squint.
Let me go. Or you'll put a slug in your back.
All right, you win for the moment.
We'll better keep him covered. I'll put a bullet in before he can make any more quick moves.
Now, wait, Mills. Why did Poncho... Hey, I thought you were guarding the entrance, Poncho.
What do you mean? Didn't someone just relieve you?
No, Poncho did a short while ago. Told me to get some rest. I was coming...
He isn't Poncho at all. I'm drilling him right now.
my sword.
Throw yourself through the window.
Hey, it's an Indian. He's there at the window with guns.
You pop guns.
Wait, not me. I'm leaving.
You ain't going anyway.
Hey, what?
Come on, boys.
Hey, Posse, don't shoot. I give up.
Luckily, you got here just in time, Sheriff.
Tonto came and said we should wait 10 minutes. We decided to move in while we had the chance.
You all right, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto, yes. Well, I guess the sheriff and his men can take over now. Let's go. Adios.
Adios, mister.
I would have swore he was Pancho till he started to talk straight talk.
He fooled you, all right. I don't know what went wrong. But anyhow, because of him and the Indian, we got the Mills gang.
When he found out he wasn't Pancho because he couldn't show a knife scar on his arm. I'd have got away if Squint hadn't come in.
But I came in to help.
Well, that dirty coyote was about to shoot us both when you came in, Squint. I'll make him sorry for that.
Looks like we'll have no trouble getting these outlaws to talk against each other.
I'd sure like to know who that smart hombre was who made up like Pancho.
Don't be a fool. I knew all the time it must have been that masked hombre, the Lone Ranger.
That's right. He was a Lone Ranger. And that's one hombre who's smarter than any outlaw who ever hit the trail. Take him away, man.
All right. I'll still there.
Of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.